No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, guys? I am Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today we are going to continue our series on building our brands. And today, more specifically, we're going to talk about two ways to build your home on the internet. Now, in previous episodes, we've discussed finding the right voice and finding the right platform for your content. But how do people find that voice? How do your fans find that voice? Equally important to finding your voice is finding consistent places where your fans can find you. So today we're going to discuss the steps that you need to take to carve out a more permanent home on the internet. Now, before we dig in though, you might be wondering, I can already hear you through the podcast. Joe, why do we need to do this at all? I mean, I've already got my own Twitch page. I've already got my own YouTube page, right? I mean, fans can always find me there, right? Wrong. So wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you with one recent example. Now, in a previous podcast, we discussed the death of the Mixer platform. We had so many community members who lost their own community overnight because they didn't have a consistent location that they controlled, where their fans could find them no matter what happens. So the unfortunate truth of the matter is that when you build your brand on someone else's platform, you are at the mercy of that platform. Now, the best thing that we can do as content creators to protect our own brands is to make them as platform independent as possible. So let's take a look at what that can look like. Now, let's set up some qualifiers, some parameters, if you will. What do we need to accomplish? Four things, really. As a brand, you need A, somewhere to be able to send a message, for example, like a blog or a Facebook post, a professional contact point. See, we need a way to disseminate links and info, and D, an easy place to verbally direct people to. Now, there's two real ways that you can accomplish this feat, and both have their own strengths and weaknesses. So let's talk about that. The first way is to cobble together a platform from multiple free services. Now, you can create a blog, on a place like Facebook or Tumblr, or a more mainstream free website platform like Wix. You can create a more professional free email address, like yourbrand@gmail.com, at, you know, a number of different email sites. And emails are pretty much free these days, you know, you don't really have to worry about that. You can tie that all together with a link dump site like Linktree or BioLink to give yourself a place to gather information and a short link to send everyone to. This is a complete solution that checks all the boxes. The cobble solution is great for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, it's something you can do for little to no cost to you. Unfortunately, that's really where the pros end. It's a significant number of platforms to manage. That's a lot of places you have to go. More importantly, if one of those platforms sunsets, that's a piece of the puzzle that you need to rebuild. You're still relying on another platform, it's just you're spreading it out a little bit. Having multiple pieces of the puzzle that you can't control is not great, but in the end, it's a great free option that's still far superior to limiting your brand to one single platform. So it doesn't solve the problem completely, but at least spreads out the problem. So, you know, if one sunset, you can recover from that. Your community is not just gone. You just need to, you know, go back and change some things. Ultimately, though, the best plan is to find a platform you can fully control. Typically, that means getting your own domain and hosting your own website. Now, from your own website, you can check every single box we discussed earlier yourself. You can create a blog or updates page. You can create a links page where you can promote whatever you want, not to mention your, you know, yourbrand.com and your name at yourbrand.com are very nice to throw around. All in all, creating your own website is a great all-in-one solution. So the best part of creating your own website is being in full control of the situation. Now, that website will be up and running and a part of your business strategy for as long as you want it around. Not to mention that if you're trying to work with a brand, and I can confirm this, they will often take you far more seriously if you have your own domain and associated business email. I can absolutely confirm that for you from my own personal experiences. That's how we've been able to land deals with bigger names. With all that said, there are some drawbacks. First and foremost, getting a website up and running on your own does take at least a modicum of tech knowledge. And some aspects of that can have a bit of a learning curve to it. Now, additionally, there are costs associated with running your own website, namely hosting fees and domain registration fees. And depending on how extensive of a hosting package you select and how in-demand your domain name is, it could end up costing a decent chunk of change. Now, at some point, you'll have to figure out what are your business needs and make the budget work for that. But in the name of completely owning your web presence, it might just be worth it. So, you know, the whole purpose of this whole series is to purely help our budding content creators to build their brand. You know, that's why we're here. We're here to help you, but, you know, then again, what good is a platform like this when you don't drop a shameless plug from time to time? The No Name Nerd does offer a complete suite of web services, including, as of publication time here, new .com domains from $16.99 a year, web hosting from $249, website builders, WordPress hosting services, security services, and more. Oh, and did I mention we offer a completely free WordPress site? Because we got that too. So you can head over to host.nonamenerd.com to see the full selection we offer, as well as current promotions. Okay. Shameless plug time over. Before I close out here, I do want to throw a little credit where credit's due. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard me reference both my own brand and probably at least a couple times by now, I've mentioned another brand, goes by several names, Rooster Teeth, Achievement Hunter, Funhouse. They're it's all the same company. And, I've got to take, you know, the expertise that I've got on this topic from an interview that I was fortunate enough to do with the founder of Rooster Teeth, Bernie Burns, who, he just flat out said back then, this is years ago, that you have to control your own web presence. And, know, that's why they have their own, you know, their own website. They run their own merch. They run everything. They even serve their own videos on their own website through their own system. And that's come in handy for them. For example, when platforms don't really want to work with them, or they're just not really performing like they think they should, they can kind of pull a focus back to their own website. You saw them initially resisting YouTube. Well, now they warmed up to YouTube, but they realized they weren't making as much money as they'd made on their own site. So they've kind of been pulling back. And that's the kind of control that you can have. Now, that's an extreme example. They're a multi-million dollar company. They can afford to do all that. They've got a guy for that. They actually got several guys for that. But the point stands. The more independent you can be, the more you control your destiny. So huge shout out to Bernie Burns for that advice. That's something that my brand has followed for so long. We've had our own website for so long, and it's one of the best pieces of advice I have ever been given as a content creator. So I'm thrilled that I got to share that with you today. So to kind of put a little bow on this, creating your own digital footprint for your business is a necessity these days. Now, with that said, there are multiple ways that you can tackle this project. You can go for the free, cobbled-together approach, or you can take the cleaner, more professional, all-in-one approach. So what's important is that you have a place to send your people. Now, have you set up something like this already? Let us know what approach that you are using and how it's working for you over in the No Name Nerd podcast channel on our Discord. If you're not already a member of our Discord, you can grab the link at actually to all of our communities at nerdsbelonghere.com. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast as well, and stay tuned for more great tips and tricks. On behalf of the No Name Nerd, I'm Joe. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/no name nerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
No Name Nerd, great product, great company. And thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to be a part of your affiliate program. And I can't wait to do more. Keep up the good work. You guys rock.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.